see his friends, it should be a special schos for Dor David ben Sarah, for Chanoch Arya ben Zlata Golda, for Zev Chaim ben Chaya Edel, for Yitzhak David ben Gitalea, for Nasan Chaim ben Zelda, for Abram Yosef ben Moshe Chaim, and for Simcha ben Necha Gitel. The Imri Emes asked the Heilig Akashic Lover, the Rosh Yeshiva Shivas Chachmei Lublin, what the din is about Tinok Shemesu Echov Machmas Mila, someone whose brothers died because of the Bris Mila. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, Mamtinin Ad Sheyigdal V'Yizchazei Kocho. You wait until he gets older and stronger, and then you can circumcise him. Eich Noagim. So the Imre Emes said, the Eretz Tzvi says that to the Heilig Imre Emes, that's it's a milsa de lo shchicha and lo shaykh was a minug. So it's not a common circumstance. Doesn't happen often that Baruch Hashem meisuach of machmas. That Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen that meisuach of machmas mila. It's hard to say there's a minug. The shach says you can't say minug. So there's lo shchicha in siman kuf dalet sif mem gimel. But midivrei kol achronim, it seems that that's halacha lemais, like the Ram the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, mamtinin ad sheyigdal v'yischazei kocho. You wait until the child gets older and stronger. That's what it comes out from the Nodi Huda, the Chasim Sofer, B'kiv Eger, Tshuvas Harim, Avnei Nezer. The Nodi Huda wants to know where the Rambam gets this from. Where does the Rambam? There's no makor in the Gemara, apparently, for the Rambam, that if it's Mesu Echov Machmas Mila, that you wait until Ad Sheyigdal V'Yizchazei Kocho. You have a case where there's a Machla, Lo Nivla Bo Damo, you wait till Nivla Damo, till the blood is absorbed properly. But here we're talking about a case where the kid isn't sick at all. It's just Mesu Echov Machmas Mila. Where do you see that Mamtinin Ad Sheyigdal V'Yizchazei Kocho? So even though the Nodri the Ass and the Rambam's Mokor, he's still Paskins like the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. Who can ask questions in the Rambam Tur Shulchan Aruch if they paskin like this, says the Noda B'Yehuda. The Tshuvas Harim in Siman Tes Zayin, Dim Rasulina Yavamas, he finds a teretz to the kasha of the Noda B'Yehuda, Soto in the Chasim Sofer, in Reish Mem Aleph, he brings a makor for the Rambam from a Gemara in Yavamas and Daf Samach Vav. In the Avnei Nezer, in Yoredei and Siman Shinchov Vav, Sif Katan Dalid, he explains a Rashi in Meseches Yevamos and Daf Samach Dalid Amud Beis. There, the Gemara says, "What's the halacha about Mesu Echav Machmas Mila? Do we say two brothers died? That means you don't circumcise the third, or three brothers? Do you have a chazaka with two or three?" So there was a Maisa with Rabbi Yochanan. Yom Kippur Shecholios B'Shabbos. So she circumcised the first one, he died. The second one, he died. And now the third one comes before him, and Rabbi Yochanan says, you can circumcise him, even though it's Yom Kippur Shecholios B'Shabbos. L'chi umuli. So Abai says to him, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, who gave this Eidus, Chazi, be careful that you're medactic properly in your Eidus. That only with three times is a chazaka, not two. Because according to what you said, they're going to circumcise this child, whose two brothers died, Machmas Mila. They're going to circumcise him on Shabbos. And it comes out that Kasharis Isur V'Sakanta, that your Eidus is Matir Isur Shabbos and Sakana. Because this is Sakana to the Vlad, and it's also Matir Isur Shabbos. Rashi, these are the magical words in Rashi that the Achronim are all made upon. As she says, Isur v'sakanta shem chazaka b'shnei pame v'ashli shenitan litchos mimena havi amila sheloi bizmana. That if there's a chazaka only with two times, and the third time, you could be doiche. Meaning that now you don't circumcise the child after two brothers died. You don't circumcise the third child. If you would go ahead and circumcise the third child, have your mila shaloi bizmano ve'ena doicha es haShabbos. This would be mila, that's shaloi bizmano, and it's not doicha Shabbos. So when you're circumcising this third child, when you're not supposed to because the first two brothers died, it's going to be Mila Shaloi Bizmana, and it's not Doicha Shabbos. Frekta Avni Nezer Mimonavshach. If you want a taina that it's dangerous and there's no mitzvah of mila, im ken afilu mila shelo bizmana lo yhavya, the mila shelo bizmana mitzvah gemurahi. So it's not even a mila, it's not a mitzvah at all. So how can you say that it's mila shelo bizmana? If you say this is sakana, there's no mitzvah of mila, so it's not even mila shelo bizmana, because mila shelo bizmana is a mitzvah. It's just not done at the proper time. Do mila on the 10th day and the 18th day. It's a mitzvah, it's just not done at the proper time. But if you say it's sakana, there's no mitzvah to mal, then it's not mila shelo bizmana, it's garnished. Mashen kein zeh, poka mine kol mitzvah smila, there's no mitzvah at all. V'im toimar, dafgav di ka sakana, mikol mokol mitzvah smila ika, b'di evid, im ken yichoshev mila bizmana. And if you're going to say that even though there is a sakana, nevertheless, there is a mitzvah of mila b'di'eved, sim ken yichoshev mila bizmana, he's doing it on the 8th day, why isn't it considered mila bizmana? So Manasha, how do you call this? What's this hagdara, a modna hagdara of mila shelo bizmana? If it's not a mitzvah of mila b'di'eved, sakana, because the first two brothers died and now you're not allowed to do it anymore, so it's nishkin mila, it's not nothing. And if you hold that there's still a mitzvah of mila, then it's mila bizmana. So what's my drashi? What does Rashi mean? So answers Avnei Nezer the mitzvah mila bizmana shenitches legamrei v'lo yavo la'olam lechlal mitzvah zu machmas sakana nifka legamrei, that the mitzvah of mila bizmana that's pushed away legamrei and you're never going to have this mitzvah because of sakana goes away entirely, completely. Aval al kolponim, kevan dikishem is gadel v'yischazik koichoi, yitzdarech lamul. Since when he gets older and stronger, you're going to have to circumcise him. Ach oz yeh mila shaloi bizmano. But then it's going to be a what type of mila? A mila shaloi bizmano. Alkein mitzvah de mila shaloi bizmana loy nefka mitino gzeh. If there's never going to be a mitzvah, there's never going to be a mitzvah. But here there's going to be a mitzvah of mitzvah shel mila shaloi bizmana. So in the end, you're going to come to a mila shaloi bizmana. Kevin de soif dover yavu chlal zeh. Because in the end, you're going to come to it. Mekom kom b'dievra filam ol b'shmini tarim over sakana isura to avad avad. Mekom kom kim mitzvah mila shaloi bizmana. So b'dievra, if you did it on the 8th day, before the sakana went away, the iser is done, but he's mekayim mitzvah mila shelo bizmana. In other words, when you're looking at this tinok, you can't say this tinok has a mitzvah of mila bizmana, because it doesn't, there's no mitzvah today. But there will be a mitzvah in the future of mila shelo bizmana. So today when he does it on Shabbos, even though he does it be'iser, but he's mekayim the mitzvah of mila shelo bizmana. Havraka shel Avnei Nezer. So the Heiliger it's Tzvi, can see a picture of him in the fifth floor of the Yeshiva University library, the Gottesman library. It's good to put pictures of tzaddikim up in the library. It also helps that his family gave money. So the Eretz Tzvi says, I have a raya from this, from the din of Yibum. Herois, this is the raya. The mevor be yavamus chaf dechol di isur liyabi mitzad iser afilu b'diavadim bal loykani the nifka mitzvah legamre, that if there's an iser to be miyabe mitzad iser afilu b'diavad, if there is a beila, there's no kinyan, because if there's an iser, then the mitzvah goes away completely. Afilu b'makom deha iser rak mishum dein esay dechol esay seva esay. Let's say you can't do it because it's an essay, and an essay is not doicha a lois essay in an essay. So that's considered as if there's no mitzvah at all, and it's not even chal b'di'evit. There's no mitzvah, there's no makiyum mitzvah, even b'di'evit, even if it's just al tzayin essay doicha lois essay v'essay. Tosin chulin, Kufmem Aleph seems to say otherwise, that even though Ein Esei Deiche Leise Seve Esei, nevertheless B'dieved, if the person did it, he's not Leike. Why? Because the Esei was Deiche the Leise Sei, and all that's left is the Esei, that it's not Deiche. But we don't give him Malkus because the Esei was Deiche the Leise Sei. He still wasn't allowed to do it because the Esei is not Deiche the Esei. But it was Deicha the Leis Esei. Frekt the Kozhik lover, V'lamaloy amrinan, the cave and tein Esei, Deicha Leis Esei V'Esei, Nifka Esei L'Gamrei. What do you mean that it's Deicha the Leis Esei and there's no Malkus? Why don't we say that since an Esei is not Deicha an Esei and a Leis Esei, there's no Esei at all, Nifka Mitzvah L'Gamrei. So you should get Malkus. Why don't you get Malkus? Just like we say that if there's an Isser to do Yibum Mitzad Isser, even B'di'evit it's nothing. So here also, even B'di'evit it should be nothing. The person should get Malkus. Achateretz Pashut. There's a simple answer to this. Tohasim B'Yavamas Eino Imedes Lavoi L'chlal Chiyuv Yibum. There in Yavamas, she is not ever going to have a mitzvah of Yibum. If there's an Isser Erva, then there's never going to be a mitzvah of Yibum. Okay, nifka esei legamrei. And therefore there's no esei at all. Mashen came to Chulin kufmem aleph. In the fall, in the case of Chulin, 141, the Isser Rak biyamtiv, ulamachar yischayev, there it's talking about where there's an Isser on yamtiv. But the next day there will be a chiv, there will be a chiv in the future. Al kein loy nifka ha'esei klal afilu b'yomtev v'b'dievet kei mitzvah gevaldik. Since there's going to be a mitzvah in the future, it's already considered a mitzvah now, b'dievet. So that's a raya for this yisod of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer's yisod was that if there's going to be a mitzvah in the future of Mila Shalei Bismana, there's already a mitzvah now of Mila Shalei Bismana. So Hu Adin, we see that already Yisod already in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph, that since there's going to be a mitzvah in the future after Yom Tov, we already say now that the essay is Doicha Alois Esei. It's not Doicha the Lois to say in the essay, he wasn't allowed to do it, but it's Doicha the Lois to say enough that he doesn't get Malkus, and B'dievet he was Mekayim and Mitzvah, no Malkus. V'gam Yibum Atzma Raya, we're having a Raya Oich from Yibum itself. Darei B'psachim Ayin Gimel Amit Beis. B'yavimto Nida, what's the din if somebody's Boyal, a Nida, who's Yavam, who's a Nida? In Boyal Kana, he's Koiner. Kasha, this is shver. Rabbi Yavamis Chaf. It's called Shein Oil Yibum. Afilu Mitzvah Eser Poka Mitzvah Lagamrei. What do you mean? There's no mitzvah here. There's no mitzvah. Poka Mitzvah Lagamrei. So how can you say? You see that in Daf Chaf. So how can you say that a Baal Yavimto Nida that he's kind of? So we have to say, like we said earlier, that we're talking about a case where she's a Nida. If she's a Nida, she's going to become Tahara. And if she's going to become Tahora, then there's going to be a Chi of Yibum. So therefore, B'dievet, if he was Boel her, he's Kaina. So then it would come out that Rashi also holds, like the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, that Yigdal v'Yischazek Kocho. Because we're talking in the Gemara about a child who's Meisuech of Machmas Mila. And Rashi says there's a mitzvah of Mila Shaloi Bismana. And what this would mean is that you can't do the mitzvah now, but you can do it in the future. So it's considered a mitzvah, even if you do it now, because there's a mitzvah in the future. But you see that there's a mitzvah in the future. You see that there's an inyan of Yigdal v'Yischazei Kocho. Otherwise, how can Rashi say there's a mitzvah of Shalom Bizman in the future? It must be, when's the future? The future is when the child gets stronger. V'yesh lefaresh o divrei Rashi yavam esamach dalet hanal boifin acher. Or Kalech Lederech Zu. There's another way of explaining this, Rashi in Yevamos, who says that when you circumcise the child on the eighth day, on Shabbos Yom Kippur, that there's a called Mila Shaloi Bezmana. The B'mila Yesh Beis Dvara, Mila has two aspects. Ha'av Mekayim HaMitzvah B'Pi'ulasoi, V'yelad Hanimom Skayim Boi Tachlis HaMitzvah. The father is Mekayim HaMitzvah with his Pi'ula, and the Yelad HaNimol also has a mitzvah, Sheratzen HaTorah, Shien Nimol. The will of the Torah is that this child should be circumcised. V'hinei B'mokam Sakana Mizbatel HaMitzvah. Meha'av. In a case of Sakana, there's no mitzvah on the father. Mehayom, kevin da puli below Rishus HaTorah. The puli is at the Rishus HaTorah. Ververi. Meliav shiapulos mitzvah. So you can't say the father is doing a maisa mitzvah when the Torah tells him not to. Mikol makom, imo miskayim mitzvah v'tinok. But if he does it, then the mitzvah is miskayim on the tinok, ukein. Person has children, he's a guy, and then he's misgayer. So when he did the pulo, is biptur, but he's still makayim afterwards. Since the tachlis of the mitzvah was miskayim, it's considered a mitzvah. Even though he did it biptur. But now he has children. And that's what matters. Hachinami legabei tinok. Kema tachlis ha-mitzvah she'en nimol chashiv mitzvah. As long as you're mekayim the tachlis ha-mitzvah, it's enough. If it's not a ma'isa mitzvah, just like the nachar, we didn't do a ma'isa mitzvah when he had children by Yosef Goy. But the tachlis, he was mekayim. Now that he's a Jew, the tachlis is mekuyim. He has children. So what in this tinok? Has a bris mila, even though there was no ma'isa mitzvah. Ahavagav de pula and a pulas mitzvah. Achlenyan ayosi tinok nimol en chiv shiadavka bizmana. Ayen avnei nezir simen shen yatesiv katan zayin. Alken chashiv mila shaloi bizmana. Why is it considered a mila shaloi bizmana? Because as far as the aspect of the mitzvah, the element of the tinok being nimol, that doesn't have to be, according to the Avnei Nezer, dafka on the eighth day. As long as the tinok is, the mice has to be on the eighth day, but the tinok is nimol applies anytime. So memela, this is considered like mila shaloi bizmana. The tachlis was makuyim. Somebody asked me on Shabbos, what can be a case where a person has a piece of chicken and water in front of him? And he makes a shahakal on the chicken, and it's not yotze motzi the water. He has to make a new brach on the water. So I said, I don't know. So he said, the case is that a person is not thirsty when he makes the brach on the chicken. You're only chayv to make a brach on water if he's thirsty. So b'shas amiras habracha on the chicken, he wasn't thirsty. He was not no chiv on the water. So mela, now that he wants to drink the water, he's chayv in a new bracha. But maybe with this yisod of the period of Arivia, we could say no. You're right, B'shas Maisa, it wasn't chal on the water, he wasn't chayiv to make it on the water, it was potter because he wasn't litzamo, but it was in front of him, and now that he's drinking the water, the tachas was makuyim, a bracha was made on this water, even though B'shas Maisa, he wasn't chayiv. Maybe you could say no, you can argue, but just giving you kivunei chashiva, you could think about it and email me what you think. Od Yesh Loimar, another Mahalach in Rashi, a Dritter Mahalach. The Fimash Kosev Tzlach, Psochem Ein Aleph, the Afi Molim Koidim Shmini, Ein Makai Mitzvah Klam, Lekol Mokom, Begia Shmini, Nasa Mizem Mitzvah. Hachanami Yesh Lomar, Mitzvah Achav Machmas Mila, Vavro Mol Ata, Ein a Mitzvah, Mikol Mokom, Lekashi Yizgadal, Vizchazik, Taz Chozer Lechiyuvu, Chol HaMitzvah, Vikeim Az HaMitzvah. Alken Havei Mila, Shalei Bizmana. Says, if you're circumcising before the eighth day, you're not Makai Mitzvah at all. When the eighth day comes, it becomes a mitzvah. So too, if a person's meisuach of machmas mila, and now he's circumcising now at the wrong time, it's not a mitzvah. But when she's gadol, he's chazek, then there's going to be a chiyuv. The mitzvah is now chal, and therefore it's considered milah shelo bizmana. And then this would be again a raya. Rashi holds like the Rishonim, like the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, that there is a mitzvah afterwards. Therefore, the Rambam Rashi calls it a mitzvah shelo biz milah shelo bizmana, because right now you're not doing a mitzvah, but afterwards it's going to turn into a mitzvah. So these are three Mahalchim in Rashi, and the Eretz Tzvi is Marich Kahena V'Kahena with Gevaldik Azachin, that I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me the Koach, the Moach, and the Simchas Chaim, and the Brios HaNefesh V'Aguf, and the financial means to continue with these Shiurim. It's Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya B'Li Neder. I hope to continue discussing this Sugya and learn more Tshuvas from the Heilige Eretz Tzvi. As you see, as Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, called the Eretz Tzvi when he saw the tshuvas, a spitz gaonis, real high level gaonis, top of the line. So we're Zecher to learn it together. I don't know how many shiurim we have on the internet of tshuvas of the Eretz Tzvi. This is a very, very special treat for all of us. So thank you for joining me. We should all be Zecher Lilmodu Lamid Lishma Velasa, the kind of Kolibri Samut Rasubi Havo. Amen, vi amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.